Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. However you're listening to us right now, AM, FM, Satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. No matter how it is, I just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. Brian Alvarez is off today. I am Mike Sempervivi here with you flying solo, and I really do want to hear your thoughts on everything taking place on the canvas mat. The number to dial today, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're tech savvy and are on Skype, at SportsByline2. That is the number 2 is the handle there. You can also get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at Sempervivi. It's S-E-M-P-E-R-V-I-V-E. Once again, today there are no shortages of things to talk about. And really, there's only one thing that kind of falls under the category of a postmortem after this weekend, and that's the grand debut and likely grand closing of CM Punk's UFC career, which got a little extra extension today as the Ohio State Athletic Commission has noted what the reported pay was for everybody on that UFC 203 show, which has not made some people very happy. I don't necessarily blame them, although I tend to put the blame on the people writing those checks, as the UFC, as a Joanne Calderwood interview with Ariel Helwani before the show, actually a couple days before the show, kind of indicates this has been a problem for a while, in my opinion, with the UFC. But then again, there's only so much I can say about it because it's not my money on the line. But it's a lot of other people's, and those people, some of them are not happy with what CM Punk got paid, and we can talk about that if you'd like to, or the whole UFC 183 show, or 203 show, that is, that featured Stipe Miocic retaining his heavyweight championship over Alistair Overeem on a show that was not... It was not very good on paper, but Backlash wasn't very good on paper either. And you know what? It ended up being really good. And Johnny Wrestling's gone from Evolve 69. So there are plenty of things to talk about, not just CM Punk related. And if you'd like to do so, please give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And we're going to get it started. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network, Broadcasting Network, that is. Plenty of ways to listen to this program, as I mentioned up top. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez is out today. Almost ran out of time there as I went on talking about the UFC in the first part of the show there and in the reported numbers that have been issued out there that almost forgot to sneak in Backlash, the big WWE show last night, that I wonder how many people actually watched live. I'm not even saying actually watched, because I'm sure by this point anybody listening to this show has already seen it, but I do wonder, as it was going on, and there was football going on with New England and Arizona, if this was really on the minds of a lot of people. There was Miss America last night. There was lots of other programming, and apparently, from what the early numbers were, things were down a little bit for the NFL yesterday, and down, I guess, for network and TV in general. So who knows what it is. I don't know if that's necessarily good for wrestling. It could be bad for wrestling in that there was a reason, I guess, in some places that people were away from their TVs and not watching. But everything did slip a little bit. It'll be interesting to tonight with Raw after that just horrid show last week, just a terrible show last week. And they have to go up against two games tonight. And last year, I mean, I think tonight's games are going to do better than what they had last year. And even last year was, you know, the biggest in the history of the NFL as far as ratings go. The first game was Atlanta and Philadelphia that did 13.56. And then Minnesota and San Francisco was 14.33. I think that's how it laid out there as far as viewers go for the shows. And then tonight you're going to have Washington facing off against Pittsburgh in what is a very intriguing game. And I'm not sure exactly as far as Washington as a market. I've always been told, and I have to go back and actually look and see if I can find demos on this, or just beg Dave to let me know. I always thought Pittsburgh was pretty good for WWE. I could be wrong. They're bad for crowd approvals, but I think that's been always one of the jokes is, you know, they go there and they sometimes have a dead crowd, yet they like going there because it's like, well, you know, a lot of people tend to watch, but we'll see. That's the first game. Los Angeles and San Francisco is the second game, and that's not as impactful, although that will be going up right around the second hour of Raw. That game's going to be kicking in, but it is somewhat intriguing in that ESPN is obviously being ESPN and is focusing on the fact that they're going to show the anthem beforehand, which is, of course, going to lead to, I'm sure, a bump with people wanting to see what will happen and have the camera positioned on Colin Kaepernick and anybody else who might take a knee during the anthem as though, you know, and then just beat that into the ground even more. And it is the Rams' first game in Los Angeles since, you know, God knows when, I think 1992 or whenever it was, 94 when they moved to St. Louis, so yeah, you know, there is a little bit of intrigue there, but I guess we'll have to see what happens. Regardless of what happens with the football games, one thing we know for sure is they got to come up with a better show than they had last week, and they have no bump from Backlash. Nothing that took place on Backlash last night will affect Raw at all, so we'll just have to see what we have going forward. I assume Triple H is back from China. I haven't been keeping up on his itinerary or anything like that, so I would assume he'll be back on the show and we get a little bit more clarity as to what happened 2 weeks ago when it came to Kevin Owens winning the Universal Championship. And after last night with AJ Styles winning at Backlash, we now have a championship trio in WWE of Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, and Shinsuke Nakamura. I'll be damned. 2016, from the time this thing has started, basically, if you want to look at it from the Dome Show on, has been a quite the interesting year. And it is going to be a year, I think, that a lot of people are going to be looking back on and writing about. And we'll have to see where it goes. We're not over with it yet. And there's been some good and there's been some bad. But, you know, there has been a lot of positive for a lot of longtime wrestling fans out there. For any negatives like Cesaro's position or this or that or the other, you look at that trio of champions up top and, you know, they can say they want Roman Reigns, and in the past, they've booked people as champions. Rey Mysterio, you know, is one example. Daniel Bryan is another example where they always had somebody else in mind, or they always had something else in mind that took away from those championships. The way they are right now with stars, and you look at the stars that they have, John Cena, not full-time. Randy Orton, out, and we'll get to that a little bit later on too, but again, okay, fine, we'll include him. From there, you got what, Roman Reigns? He's not over, and there's only so much you can do with him, and he's been, you know, de-emphasized at least a little bit here. You start running out of guys where they can go to and go, well, it's not really, you know, we can't do this on the sly anymore because you're filled up with, you know, guys who can't out-compete Kevin Owens. They can't out-compete with AJ Styles, both of which have carried the ball when they've had a chance to carry it. Seth Rollins the same way. You know, even if somebody wants to take Seth Rollins as a golden child or this or that or the other, the fact of the matter is you can't put him in that class of some others who got pushes who didn't deserve them as the champion suffered and died on the vine. I don't think you can do that with Seth Rollins, you know, even if you think he's overpushed or not. You can't put him in that Roman Reigns class. Roman Reigns would have that. You know, if Daniel Bryan was the champion right now, and Roman Reigns was being pushed, you could see, okay, say he's being undercut. I don't think he can do that right now. And because of the position they're in, I'm not sure how much more they're going to be able to do that going forward. Sure, they're always going to like the guy that looks like Roman Reigns. They're always going to like their handpicked guy and everything like that. But this is proof that cream does rise to the top when given enough of an opportunity to breathe and to try to work its way up. And yeah, it took some injuries and some wackiness and some things like that to happen. But the fact of the matter is, it's happened. And we have Kevin Owens, we have Shinsuke Nakamura, and we have AJ Styles as the champions. And for that matter, Rebecca Knox. Becky Lynch is the champion, women's champion on SmackDown. So I'm just going to throw her in there just because I've always liked her anyway. So enough of me babbling about for right now. Give you guys a little bit of a break from me and go to the phone lines. You got Kenny and Galveston. Kenny, what's happening, my man?
Hello?
Hey, Kenny. Can you hear me all right?
Glad to talk to you again. I see that our friend Mr. Alvarez used some magic, to coin a phrase from yesterday, to take a day off.
He did. He's good with that. He knew you were going to be the first caller and didn't like it. He only likes doing the show if Ryan and Cumberland's the first caller.
Oh, I know. I get the running gag. I see the board all the time. Anyway, as far as the Backlash goes, I watched the show. I don't know, man. It just felt more and more like it was like what SmackDown TV taping was like if you had the cameras turn on and no commercials. I mean, to me, it was so lackluster. I mean, the way that it's like they kept burying Ziggler and, you know, like Styles did his thing and he got the job done. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And, you know, Slater and Rhino, it was a good pop. You know, as Lynch was not as big of a pop, I thought, but overall, it felt more like a SmackDown TV show with a few little extra minutes. I mean, don't you agree?
No, actually, I know what you're saying. I do kind of know what you're saying as far as the time and the minutes. And I won't sit here and try to lie to you and say that roster's not thin and that they are going to be going to the well a lot with a lot of guys and a lot of feuds and maybe matches go on a lot longer than they should and promos and things like that go on a lot longer than they should. You know, I can't say that, but I thought I don't want to say I had no expectations going into this show, but they were relatively mild, other than hoping that AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose would have a really good match, and I think that they did.
I
didn't have a lot of expectations, so I guess it exceeded them that way. I mean, I thought The Miz and Dolph Ziggler was much better, and when it comes to Dolph Ziggler, at least for me, it seems to be what they're doing and what the whole build is of this, you know, especially after the Dean Ambrose loss, is this is a slow build to him going dirty. I don't see any other reason why they are playing it this way, with him being made to look a fool by The Miz repeatedly and then being bashed and just being laid out and hammered in the way that he has, you know, like they did on the pre-show. It is really difficult for me to believe that they're not going with a build to him being a heel, and I think that's what this is, just kind of like a slow descent in the madness for him. But you can get back into the Seer of the Music, so we'll get back into this with Backlash and some other things that are going on as well. If you want to join me, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store, with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love it. No Mr. Announcer Man to speak over that. Just the pure dulcet tones with dynamics. Another name for the original theme of NWA World Championship Wrestling that would air Georgia Championship Wrestling. In fact, at that time, Georgia Championship Wrestling presents World Championship Wrestling, WTBS 605 every Saturday night for 2 hours. Best of Championship Wrestling on Sundays. Finally, WWE found that last Battle of Atlanta tape, which if you missed that show, up on the website that I did with Carl Stern on this very show, available for download. Go back in the archives at sportsbyline.com, listen to that one. That was a fun one, especially for all of us old men who have been waiting on that film to surface and never thought that it would. From 1983, the last Battle of Atlanta, Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyer. And no type of violence like that took place on the Backlash show last night. And I want to thank Kenny very much for the call, and still going with Backlash here. I thought the crowd was more into it than at all you would see at a TV taping, and as well they should. I mean, it's a pay-per-view / special event. I would hope the crowd would be more amped for it, although we've seen times where, you know, the crowds have died, but I thought it flowed really well. I really thought there were a lot more positives than negatives coming out of the show. Now, all the negatives are still there, like I mentioned, you know, and the lack of roster depth being the biggest, most blatant, blaring thing. But they could have did something stupid, and they didn't. They gave people what they wanted. They gave Becky Lynch the win last night. Would it maybe have made more sense for Natalya to get the win and have Becky chase? I guess you could have went that direction with a heel winning and having Becky chase. But at some point, again, I like Becky Lynch. I like the character and everything. So I think at some point, you know, she needed to grab the brass ring. And why not have it be last night? I know they could have done something and swerved everybody and had the Usos defeat Heath Slater and Rhino. And that could very well be the case on Tuesday. Now that Heath Slater has a job, now that this story has kind of come to a little bit of an ending, you know, maybe it all ends on Tuesday and the Usos wins the belt. The Rhino turns on Heath Slater. Who knows? But at least for last night, I think they did a really good job kind of giving everybody what they wanted. And I did think it was a good show, but I want to know your opinion on it as well. Want to know your opinion on Evolve 68 or 69? I didn't have a chance to see 68, and I saw most of 69. I'm still waiting for the rest of it to go up at WWNLive.com on demand to catch the rest of it. But from what I saw, it was really good. And if you had a chance to see that, I'd really like to hear from you and hear your thoughts on Johnny Gargano. And if you were a big fan of his on the Indies and a big fan of his run in Evolve, because he's always been there as far as the Dragon Gate USA days. You know, he was going to be an important part of that. And he was going to be a big important, and he had been a big important part of Evolve, and it looks like that mantle is kind of being handed off to Matt Riddle, and deservedly so, to the by far the most over guy on the Evolve roster, I would assume, becoming one of the most over guys on the indie scene, just period in general. But if you didn't have a chance to see that show, you know, if you did have a chance to see, give me a call. If you didn't have a chance to see it, definitely check out Joseph Currier's recap of the show, which is up on the main page for free at WrestlingObserver.com, because it's a really, really good read there. So definitely, if you had a chance to see that show or even the UFC over the weekend, if you want to call and talk to me about that, you're more than welcome to it. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Going to go back to those phone lines right now. Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you, sir?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing today? I tell you, I'm just going to tell you, you do a good job when Brian is not at.
I try to forget his name too, man.
Okay, I almost said Dave.
I don't want to bash him too much. I'm still going to need that check to clear at the end of
exactly. Talk about Backlash. I was pleasantly surprised about this women's six-pack challenge. I thought it was a whole lot better than, you know, it could have been.
I thought it was going to be a train wreck of epic proportions, like mm-hmm. a lot of those women's matches have been in the past.
Exactly, especially when you get so many of them in the ring. And as far as, you know, Becky getting the belt, I think that's the only way you should have went, because you've already got a heel champion in the women's division in Charlotte on Raw. Why would you have a heel champion, too, on SmackDown?
Well, I mean, it's not like they haven't done things where they have mirrored basically both shows, and Raw, frankly, in most cases, usually ends up looking like, you know, it was the shinier example of what they were trying to pull off. You know, it's not like there's not any any precedence for that.
What did you think of the shot that AJ Styles took when Dean Ambrose hurled him into the ring post when they was on apron.
Ooh, I thought
he was gonna be knocked out for a minute there.
I put up on Twitter. It's like, you know, Cesaro and now AJ. It's like, you know, we're gonna have this race to see who can be killed by a move into that ring post first. And number one, I love those ring posts. I really do. I always like the video board on the side of the ring when they started that with NXT, and we've seen the direction kind of go there. I mean, I'm big on aesthetics when it comes to these types of shows, and obviously it's not my money, but if I had the money and somebody else's money to spend on it, I'd love to do a lot of this sort of stuff. But, you know, Cesaro and AJ Styles are such pros, and they are so great that even though they have a chance to get hurt, I tend to lean on them. Okay, if somebody's going to do a move like that, let it be one of those types of guys. I have this fear, though, even though that this could be done on the indies, even though most indies aren't working with a ring post that are that big and a setup that's that big. But, I mean, it's getting to the point where it's like, do we just need to extend out the ring and the apron if we're going to have to do so many moves on the apron? Because somebody is going to get killed, and somebody who, I mean, even the best get hurt doing moves like that. And I just cringe to see, you know, just pick two names out of a hat who don't have the skill that Cesaro or Styles is trying a move like that and then landing and ending up really, really tore up.
One last question. I've always wondered this. All right, we know certain moves and everything are banned in the WWE for the most part, like the pile driver, okay? Let's say you get two girls or two guys in there and they agree on to do the move. Would they both be fired or suspended?
Jimmo, thank you very much for the call. I think they would be most definitely fined. That's for sure. And you know, when it comes to a move, and I bet you, you know, it depends, I guess, at the level that you're at, too. I mean, because it's not like a blade where you could be causing some sort of harm to a sponsor. I wouldn't think that would be the case with a move unless, you know, a sponsor has said no. You know, like in the case of Seth Rollins, and this, you know, I'm not saying this happened, but if somebody were to have, a sponsor were to have seen the curb stomp and go, whoa, wait a second. You know, most of the people that buy our product are associating that with American History X or whatever, and this isn't something that we don't like this. Okay, I could see something like that, but I think it's more of like the blood and the violence aspect of the perception of violence when you see the blood that causes more of a problem. I don't think it would be something that you would fire or suspend somebody for unless you have gone out of your way or told them, you know, specifically, do not do this. But it's hard for me to believe that, let's say, what's a move that's been, like the Tombstone Piledriver, if AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose would have did it last night, if AJ Styles would have done one on Ambrose, I don't think they're going to be firing or suspending Styles, but they would probably give him a good talking to and probably fine the hell out of him if they thought it was that big of a deal. At least that's my perception. I'd have to dig around and find out a little bit on that one to see exactly what they would do or if it's even come up before. You know, if somebody just had a brain fart in a match and did a move like that they didn't like, if there were any ramifications from it. But I know there were ramifications coming out of last night's show that I want to talk about with somebody who was there. And I know Bryce in Richmond was there. So, Bryce, what's good, my man? Tell me all about this show last night, and tell me how loud this crowd was.
The crowd was buck wild the whole night. I don't know if it came across like that on TV because, for those who don't know, like the Richmond Coliseum, super old venue, the Virginia Squires in the 70s did
basketball.
The
old Crockett
there.
Building.
Yeah. So the ceiling is super high, so the sound aesthetics got really thrown off, I think. But the crowd was buck wild for the all night, like I was saying, even for The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler.
Now, going into the show, because, like, you heard Kenny, and I got to be honest, and I know some people, I haven't really heard the show yet, so I don't want to speak, but I don't know if Brian and Vinny were critical of the show. I don't exactly know what's going on, but I was so pleasantly surprised that maybe I'm just blinded by the fact that everybody was not pleasantly surprised with the show, and there were some people that really didn't like it. I mean, what were your expectations going into it, the people that you went with that were around you? I mean, again, everybody seemed pleasantly surprised as the show went on, but what was your take on it?
Yeah, it's funny because I actually was listening to that Brian and Vinny and Filthy episode a little bit earlier today, and they said there was something wrong with the crowd noise. It kind of seemed like ho-hum. But, yeah, live, like, there was nothing wrong with, like, the crowd noise at all. People were definitely very into, like, every match, and it was just, like, a very nuts atmosphere. It was around probably, I would say the audience was around a bunch of, like, because we're near Virginia Commonwealth University, so it was a bunch of college kids.
Now, coming up, they did announce the NXT shows will be coming to, of all places, and you know, obviously you're going to know about these places. A lot of other people won't when we call out the names of them, but it's like they're going to Harford Community College in Baltimore County, Maryland, which is a baby small venue. Actually, Bryce, you know what, let me hold you through the break because I hear the music right there, and I do want to talk about NXT with you and if you're going to be going to that show and your thoughts on the building it's going to be running in here. So, everybody, if you got anything you want to talk about, please do so. Want to talk to you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Meantime,
sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi. Brian Alvarez is off today. That's all right, he'll be back tomorrow. If he's not back tomorrow, he'll be back one of these days. And one of these days, we'll be doing a show, because we do a show every day. Actually, we do a show 6 days a week live, but then you can hear a show every day. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern time. Noon and 5 Pacific, 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. in the UK right now. Saturdays, we're on at 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's the replay show. And then that replay show is replayed again at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. And then the original Mothership show, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That show gets replayed Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern time, 8 in the morning Pacific. So there's no excuse. You always have a chance to hear Wrestling Observer Live. And if you're not hearing us on the Sports Byline Radio Network as it airs, then check us out on one of the other parts of the Sports Byline broadcasting channels, whether it be through download. I know you can actually catch it on the phone. I got to get that number as well, too. But for all the news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you got to go to WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates and free radio shows and a whole lot more for subscribers. $10.99 a month. Your subscription gets you the Bible of Pro Wrestling and MMA News, Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Since the early 80s, he is the guy that the other guys in the business have gone to when they need to know what is going on. There are back issues available on the site for free to check out that now stretch up all the way back to 1988. You get the Figure Four Weekly Newsletter. It's got the best in-depth reporting from around the globe, as well as thousands of hours of audio in the archive. If you like this show, you will love the website. Even if you don't like this show, you'll still love the website. Talked about Brian and Vinny and Filthy Tom Lawler, everyone's favorite UFC fighter. They will now be doing a show after each SmackDown-themed pay-per-view together, as Tom will review SmackDown for us, which you can hear every week with he and Brian Alvarez do their Filthy Four Daily. Brian also does three shows a week with Dave Meltzer. You got Lance Storm on every other week as well, too, with Brian. Plus, you got Doc Young's Wrestling Week with Vic Sosa and the legendary Les Thatcher. Dr. Keith Presents with Alan Farrell. Carl Stern's Classic Wrestling Audio Show and Dragon King After Dark. Plus, Josh Nason's Punch-Out, as well as Adam and Mike's Big Audio Nightmare, which we try to do every couple of weeks or so, focusing on the Japanese scene, Adam Summers and I. But that's enough of that. We got to go back to focusing on today's scene, and I believe Bryce is still on the line. And kind of we're talking about those NXT shows that were coming up, one in Baltimore, really outside of Baltimore, one in Richmond, which is not taking place in a big arena. It's actually taking place in quite the small one, a small building, and then the show in Norfolk at the TED is what they call it, the Convocation Center or whatever it is on the campus of ODU. And Bryce, are you planning on going to one of those shows? And are you surprised with the building that they took? And are you really familiar with the building that they booked? Because it is tiny.
Yeah, the Altria Theater is, it's pretty much a theater. And you're going to be watching a wrestling ring from a stage. It's located, like, right around the BCU campus. Usually they have, like, when, like, a rapper comes here or something like that, they'll usually have a concert there. It's a good venue, so it's going to be interesting to see how they book it from a stage. And it's not being, like, the traditional, like, square circle setup. It's going to be on a stage, so that should be interesting.
And how many people do you think fit in that place? Or do you have any idea how many people you think fit in that place?
I'd probably say like 3,000 or 4,000. It's been around. It did a little bit of renovations to it. For those who don't know, Altria is like the leading tobacco company in Virginia, or the leading tobacco lobbyist in Virginia. So they renovated.
It used to be R.J. Reynolds, I guess, for those back in the day.
Yeah. So they ended up renovating it. So it should definitely be enough to like fit. I don't think they'll have a problem with selling out or anything like that.
I don't think they will either. Bryce, man, I want to thank you very, very much for the phone call and for some of the hits you gave me last night as the show was going on. It's only a couple thousand people. Only a couple thousand people. And that one I almost understand. I almost understand that one in Richmond, because Richmond, at least in my opinion, is just far away from D.C. and just kind of far away from everybody else, that you should probably run a smaller building. I'm really surprised, and I know that we have college basketball going on and everything like that, that the Harford Community College building outside Baltimore was chosen when you do have UMBC, you have Towson, you have, you know, forget about the Baltimore Arena, you have other buildings and other colleges there where I would have figured they would have wanted to go bigger. And I know somebody would be saying, well, yeah, Mike, but they want to sell those 3,000 tickets out. They're going to have no problem doing that. And that's true. But then in that case, when you have so many buildings, including the bottom of the Norfolk Sculp, why they decided to go into a bigger building when it came to the Ted Constant Convocation Center at ODU. And I had a chance to go to ODU in that building, which was really nice. It definitely is not an old building, at least a super old building or anything like that. And you got to understand, I came from having to go to the Baltimore Civic Center / Arena for a lot of my life to go see wrestling shows. And that is an old building. But the TED, at least it seemed newer, or at least had seemed renovated. And that's about 10,000 people. Now, I know there's other parts of that building that they could use. And maybe that they're going to do something like that. But, I mean, still, 10,000 people for that in Norfolk, where, again, it's kind of a little far away from everybody. And you will figure if you're going to book those two smaller buildings, why not that one too? But maybe they got a sweetheart deal. I don't know. Maybe they just, you know, they're doing it because everybody wants to hang out for the next day when the Legends of Southern Hip Hop show takes place, which I'm almost more amazed by that than anything. On that show is Juvenile, Mystical, Trick Daddy, 8-Ball and MJG, and Pastor Troy. That is a show, right? that is a show. But, yeah, it's, again, surprised by those buildings. But you know what? NXT, man, it's the new thing that's coming to your town. They did announce they're going to be in California coming up here soon, and they have these shows going on. And there's the one thing you know for sure. No matter what these tickets are going to cost, odds are if Shinsuke Nakamura is on it and Samoa Joe's on there and Asuka's on there and Austin Aries, you're going to get your money's worth out of that deal. Bobby Roode and tons of other people, so... look, I know a lot of people are upset in some ways with what's happened with NXT, and some of the moves and people being brought up to the main roster and everything, but you know what? They could go do a full swipe through of this roster again, and it's still not going to kill it for me, because you still have guys that, you know, are reportedly signed by WWE who we haven't even seen yet. I mean, we've barely seen, you know, Manny Andrade up there, let alone a guy like Roderick Strong, or Nikki Glencross, or several others. You know, we're just getting Athena up on there now on the main roster. So I know that NXT is always, they're going to have to suffer the same fate that all, like OVW and all groups do. There are going to be guys that, and men and women that get pulled up. But, you know, don't go immediately into, you know, upset mode if that ends up happening. Don't be all frustrated if that happens. If you're a huge NXT fan, just wait it out a little bit, because again, you know, we haven't even seen Eric Young. There's a great example of a guy we haven't seen up there too, so I have faith in that. And it's not like the olden days where they would just come through and pick guys up and take rivals who would be competing in OVW and make them a tag team in WWE, as they did with Damager and Basham, when they became the Basham brothers together. They're not doing that sort of thing. It's obviously run by Triple H. It's his baby. So there's not going to be, hopefully, I wouldn't think, and I don't know how this would even be possible, any sort of assault or undercutting of him in how these people get brought up to the main roster. So have faith, everybody. And even if that's the case, cry more for the indie scene, because even if that were the case where they were just tomorrow pull everybody up onto the main roster, all that means is NXT is going to go out there and pull more of your favorites off of the indies and bring them home to them. And one of those people that got brought home to them is Johnny Gargano, who will be a feature part of Monday Night Raw. I would hope so, at least, as part of the Cruiserweight tournament. And last night at Evolve number 69, the main event saw him wrestle his last match in Evolve. And one thing that's been driving me nuts for a while have been the sad goodbyes and mutual respect. And you wouldn't think that would be a problem for me, especially when it comes to somebody who likes real sport and likes, you know, the handshake or the appreciation for each other's talents at the end of a boxing match or something like that. But it's kind of gotten to the point with wrestling where it's like, as soon as the match is over and somebody's leaving and going somewhere, it's like, you know, the guy who beat the person that's leaving has got to pull them up and give them a hug and smile, and everybody raises their arms to the crowd. Now, I want to see the person that's leaving sometimes just get beat up. And we saw that last night. All Ego Ethan Page, who's been on this show before, made Johnny Gargano look like a damn fool and left him laying. And granted, it all set up Matt Riddle to clear the ring of Ego and Dustin, the former Chuck Taylor, who is now not Chuck Taylor anymore, because Stokely Hathaway is Chuck Taylor. At least that's the rumor I heard. See, it's a brother of Stokely Hathaway's. You can't say it's really Stokely Hathaway. But anyway, all that aside, He laid out those guys, but we actually saw Johnny Gargano got laid out. And you compare that to what happened with Asuka and Bayley, and it's like, yeah, you know, I know Bayley needed her way out and everything, but she didn't need Asuka to lift her up and all that stuff at the end of that match. Let her pick her face up and pick up her pride and gather that up and then stand up and look to the crowd and get approval. I hope that kind of starts happening more. And again, I'm not looking for guys who are leaving to get left in a pool of blood or get run out of town, you know, like they're leaving a territory or anything like that. But just one of those small pet peeves for me that's like, you know, this is still pro wrestling, right? Come on, please. And they definitely did that last night. So again, really good show there from Evolve. And also up at WWN Live right now is something I was watching the Kayfabe commentaries put out, which is... I think the series is called The Evolution Of, and it's with Gabe Sapolsky, and he interviewed Gargano, where they go through some of Johnny's old matches in Dragon Gate and Evolve, and he talks to him about how they met and how things, how he got booked, and just his career with them. It's really interesting and really good watch, and if you have the excess funds, I would suggest going there and checking that out before he debuts up on the main roster, because it was a really, really kind of good story there. Another interesting story coming out of the weekend is Shayna Baszler, who wrestled on an AIW show, which is the show in Cleveland that Johnny Gargano certainly knows very well, wrestled there on Friday night and defeated Heidi Lovelace for the AIW women's title. Probably more notable than that, than her winning, is the fact that Ronda Rousey and Jessamyn Duke were there, which has gotten some play as they came out onto the ramp and lifted Shayna Baszler up and paraded her around, which was a really cool moment, I guess, for everybody there. It should be with Ronda Rousey, I think. You know, hanging out at your small independent show, you know, it's not like this is PWG or something like that, you know. She went out there for support of her friend, and that was pretty cool, so that happened this weekend as well. One of the other notes that happened this weekend, Robbie Lawler pulled out of UFC 205 against Donald Cerrone at Madison Square Garden, the fight that was going to take place at Madison Square Garden. And it'll be interesting to see what they do with that show. Yoel Romero had tweeted out a picture, I think Instagrammed himself out in a picture, saying that he was all set up to fight Chris Weidman. He had pulled that down. So, you know, obviously that means, okay, this is not official yet. But interesting to see where they're going to be going with that show and who's going to be fighting on it. Most people believe that Conor McGregor is going to have the top spot on that show. It's just a matter of who he faces and what weight that he fights at. Rashad Evans and Tim Kennedy has been the hot new rumor as well, too, with Rashad Evans dropping down to middleweight to his debut at middleweight to face Kennedy. So we'll have to see what happens there. Regardless of what the card is going to be, it's going to be a big deal, and that's coming up in November. But hear the music again, so we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, flying solo today without Brian Alvarez, who will be back tomorrow. And if you can't wait till tomorrow, don't worry. He'll actually be back tonight or early in the morning after Raw with Dave Meltzer, talking all about the show there. Talk about the numbers of UFC 203 or the possible numbers of UFC 203. Here's the one thing that we know for sure. It did generate buzz on Google searches. It did generate a lot of buzz in some of the metrics that people will use to try to formulate pay-per-view buys. It is trending high and looking good, or trending higher, I should say, and looking pretty good compared to your average UFC show. So that's going to be a point of contention for a lot of people, too, on whether or not it was worth having CM Punk on the show. I don't believe it was, and I don't think that he shouldn't have cashed the check when it was handed to him, but, you know, there's a lot of other people I think are far more culpable than the man himself, but that's just my opinion. You can get your opinion, too. If you want to talk about tomorrow, you're more than welcome. Number will change tomorrow, so remember that, too. Listen in for the numbers that Brian gives out on the show tomorrow, and just as an aside here that's got nothing to do with wrestling, for anybody out there that plays fantasy football, if you don't think that the running back position is dead, or your league is not, you know, giving and offering up a full point PPR league, then it's a mess. The only running back to have more than 100 yards on Sunday, Lamar Miller. That's it. Nobody else. Just me bitching, really. Kind of aimed at my brother to let's kind of step it up. Let's get into 2016 full point PPR. In fact, 2-point PPR league. Why? Because I have Julio Jones. I'm Mike Sempervivi. I know you're all happy Brian's going to be back tomorrow. I know producer Dom is for sure, but I want to thank him. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank everybody who called in. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.